You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jennifer writes, on the way to school, my kids started talking about the worst things to touch.
Dom squeegee.
She goes, and for some reason, it sounded like something you guys would talk about. I'm not saying you have the minds of 10-year-olds, but... Love your show. Jennifer, the worst things to touch. What do you got?
Well, seeing as we are coming up on the big Thanksgiving holiday, when I get that turkey out, getting your hand in that turkey to pull all the stuff out of it, the giblets and the neck and whatever's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
gross.
It's a giant cavity. You got to get in there like elbow deep, too, and get everything out. Freaks me out. I hate it. It's disgusting.
It used to be, I thought the worst thing to touch was the innards of the pumpkin.
That's gross, too.
Because you're carving a pumpkin and you stick your hand down there. But I kind of got over that. Now it doesn't bother me. But there's the innards of a pumpkin, the innards of a turkey.
Is this a turbo pole? Are we screaming out for a turbo pole right now?
The worst thing to touch.
Worst thing to touch.
Can people keep it clean?
Well, yes.
Keep it clean. I'll try a turbo pole if you think we'll get calls on it.
Let's light it up. There has to be hundreds of more that we're not thinking of.
You know what Gretchen would vote for? Styrofoam. Not just the sound it makes, but just the touch. Like if we, just the other day, she got a package in the mail, is delivered, Amazon or whatever, and she opened up the regular box and she started to reach in. She was like, you want to get this out for me? Because it was all packed in styrofoam.
Yeah, I get it. There's something about
that. She's like, I don't want to touch that.
Ugh. A friend of mine texted me on the break there and said, wet cat food.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like weird. Slimy, squishy, stinky.
Wendy's going to go first. We might not have time to get to all of them, but we're going to try to. Hi, Wendy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
So what are you going to pick?
Cotton balls.
Yes. Especially like that cotton that you have to pull out like of a new bottle of Tylenol. You know, and it's all like squeaky and weird feeling.
Oh, yeah.
It makes your ears feel funny, doesn't it? It's like, ugh.
Hair on the arms stand up.
Yeah, that's gross.
Wendy, that is a good call.
Way to start it.
That's a good one.
Lovely.
Who's next? It's Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Worst thing to touch.
I hate touching the inside of the garbage disposal.
You're right. It's like slimy in there.
So gross. And I'm always afraid like someone's going to flip the switch while my hands.
Everybody's like that. Like when I have to get in there, I get underneath, I unplug it, and then I go outside to the backyard and shut off the power to the house.
Yes.
And then I climb up the power pole and snip the power line if I'm going to be working on that.
No, I don't go that far, but I will tell you what I do. I unplug it,
but
then I also take like a screwdriver and I reach inside and I spin it once or twice in case it's got some built-up torque or something.
You lose a thumb.
Shink.
That's smart.
You know, but reaching down inside, you know what that's similar to if you think about it? I don't know if anyone was going to call this one in or not, but when you clean out the trap of your sink, you know, like if you use that.
Yeah, the stopper
but when you reach down, do you have one of those little zigzag thing, whatever?
Zip strips. Oh, yeah.
Downside. And when you pull that up, you do have to grab.
Oh, all the stuff on
the
it?
The hair and everything off of there?
The slime. And
the slime.
Yeah, I use a big old wad of paper towel usually and try to peel it all off.
There you go.
Lindsay, go have a great weekend. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, boys.
This came from, she says, a bunch of 10-year-olds. They were on the way to school listening to our show, talking about the worst things to touch. What would you nominate, Christina?
Mine is staticky laundry. I hate how it zaps me.
Oh, that's strange.
I didn't grow up in Colorado. I moved here, and the static around here just weirds me out.
It is very dry. You got to put one of those dryer sheets in there to help eliminate it.
Put two of them.
I do, and it's still zappy. I don't know.
Quit buying so many fleece pants.
Am I a weirdo because I kind of like that?
Ooh, really? Ooh.
Why?
I don't know. It's a kind of a cool.
Is it like a sexual thing?
It's not like you get shocked and it knocks you over.
No.
It's just more of a.
Oh, we know, Christina. We know.
Okay.
Do it again.
Christina, have a great day.
Thank you.
Weird fetish thing you got going on, man.
Well, people are different.
Whatever works. Hello, Emily. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what do you want to add to the list?
I think paper mache is the worst. It's goopy and sticky, and every elementary school art teacher...
Oh, your phone's breaking up. Well, your phone's breaking up on us.
I can't say paper that I mache. Deal with a lot of paper mache.
How often does... Well, I guess if you are a teacher.
If you're in school.
In elementary school.
Yeah, you're right. It is goopy.
That's Emily, thank you for that. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got?
When you touch a piece of food that's been on sitting in the water after doing dishes.
Oh, like dirty dishwater?
Yeah.
I complain about that a lot on the show, Steph, because my wife dumps everything into the sink, like on one side, and doesn't really clean it off. So if, like, right. I have to get in there and there's, like, an old piece of toast in there that's mm-hmm. been, like, soaking in water, mm-hmm. it's disgusting. It's so
it
gross.
Really is, yes.
Well, at least Nicole puts it in the water.
At least it's over there.
Gretchen, it's just set out and it becomes, like, concrete.
Rock hard peanut butter. I hear you, Steph.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. We have time for one more? I think so. Caleb, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, guys. For me, it's newspaper. I might be alone in this, but the ink never dries. It gets all over your hands. It smells gross.
Newspaper?
What's that?
What's a newspaper? Yeah.